This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Valla. Governor Polis has signed a bill that will allow RTD to raise more revenue and lower fares. Legislators are working to reform the transit agency after hearing from frustrated passengers and taxpayers over lost service and unfinished projects. Polis says the new bill is part of an ongoing effort to improve RTD.
And these are some very important first steps that will help RTD really remove some constraints on them.
Separately, RTD has started a fare equity analysis that could also result in cheaper rides. Colorado Democrats are teaming up to stop the transfer of ICE detainees and slow the spread of COVID-19. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senator Michael Bennett and Congressman Jason Crow have introduced legislation to stop Immigration and Customs Enforcement from moving immigrant detainees between ICE facilities or to federal, state, or local prisons. Crow introduced a similar bill during the last Congress. He says Colorado has already experienced the risks posed by unnecessary transfers. In late April, the private detention facility in Aurora experienced a COVID outbreak where about 100 detainees tested positive. As of last week, Crow's office says that number is down to 34. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And the Denver Nuggets got a big win last night. They beat the Portland Trail Blazers in Game 2 of their best-of-seven-game playoff clash. The series is now tied and heads to Portland for the next two games starting Thursday. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.